KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Shack Dwellers Movement Abahlali baseMjondolo says there's an urgent need for improved infrastructure in informal settlements to lessen the destruction during heavy rains. There has been severe flooding in different areas of KZN following the past week's downpours, with more than a dozen lives lost.
The infrastructure in terms of the sewage system can no longer function properly in this province, and this is due to informal settlements not being taken care of. Waste is not collected, and that waste ends up in the drainage system. And when these rains, heavy rains come, the drainage is not functioning. This situation could have been prevented, but because of a government that does not care of the poor and marginalized, we are in this situation.
And that's Abahlali baseMjondolo's Thapelo Mohapi. President Cyril Ramaphosa has accused AfriForum and Solidarity of sowing divisions. Representatives from the two groups met with the U.S. officials at the White House on Tuesday. They claim they went there to plead for ordinary South Africans not to be punished. They say they instead want pressure to be put on the ANC to change its policies. Ramaphosa addressed the visit on the sidelines of the Basic Education Lekgotla.
As proud South Africans, we prefer that we should all stay here and solve our problems. And already what they are doing has spawned divisions in our nation. And that is not a nation building process of running around the world to try and have your problems solved.
Transnet Port Terminals is investing 3.4 billion rand in boosting its fleet as it tries to turn the tide on the decline in operational performance at the country's ports. It says 100 new cargo handling pieces of equipment will be added to the Durban Container Terminal. 20 straddle carriers and 9 rubber-tired gantry cranes that started arriving in December were on display in Durban today. Transnet Chairperson Andile Sang.
The recovery plan directs us to address the constraints on the Transnet's operational performance, to stabilize the organization and improve volumes. Our immediate tactical response was to arrest operational decline, improve operational efficiencies, and embed a culture of service excellence.
And a tipsy tourist has been fined almost 10,000 rand after diving into Rome's Trevi Fountain. The visitor from New Zealand and two of his friends decided to plunge into the Baroque landmark. Police have told CNN alcohol was definitely involved. The man has now been banned for life from visiting the world-famous Italian fountain. The feature was drained last year to repair marble chipped from the millions of coins thrown into the water each year. And people regularly try to steal some of the almost 30 million rand worth of coins thrown into it each year. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.